Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
In this most holy night, our Savior Christ the Lord broke the power of death and by His resurrection brought life and salvation to all creation. Let us praise the Lord, for He truly keeps His word. The Sun of Righteousness has dawned upon Him who sat in darkness and the shadow of death. A reading from Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together He called seas. And God said that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to its own kind, and trees bearing fruit in which is the seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs for the seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, which is in the waters, swarm according to its kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds, and over the heavens, and over all the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed on the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in it, in its fruit. You shall have them for food. and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he made. And behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all of the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all of his work that he had done in creation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, through your word and spirit, you most wonderfully created all things, and through the word made flesh, you brought new life to fallen humanity. Grant that in your mercy we may be conformed to the image of him who shares fully in our humanity, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Reading from Genesis chapter 7, 8, and 9. Then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of clean animals, the male and its mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and its mate, and 7 pairs of birds of the heavens also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground." And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month of the 17th day of the month, on the day all the foundations of the great burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that very same day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered the ark, they and every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, 2 and 2 of all flesh, in which there was the breath of life. All those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. Water increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made and sent forth a raven. And it went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the ground. But the dove found no place to set her foot, and she returned to him, to the ark, for the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and brought her into the ark with him. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent forth a dove out of the ark. And the dove came back to him that evening, and behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him anymore. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked to behold the face of the ground was dry. In the 2nd month, On the 27th day of the month, the earth had dried out. Then God said to Noah, "Go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your wives' sons with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you, of all flesh, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they might swarm on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out, and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives with him. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I have established my covenant with you and with your offspring after you, and every living creature that is with you, the birds of the livestock and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out from the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, you kill and you raise to life. You brought the flood upon a wicked and perverse generation, and yet you saved faithful Noah and his family in the ark. Keep us in safety in the ark of Christ's body, the church, that your mercy may come to its fullness and your salvation be preached to the ends of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Reading from Exodus chapters 14 and 15. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what said to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to remain silent." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they shall go in after them. And I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts, his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten glory over Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen." Then the angel of the Lord, who was going before the host of Israel, moved and went before them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them, coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. And there was a cloud in the darkness, and it lit up the night, with one coming near, without one coming near to the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by the strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right and on their left. Then Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And in the morning watch, the Lord put in the pillar of fire and the cloud and looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into panic, clogging the chariot wheels so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us free from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled into it. And the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters turned and covered their chariots, and the horsemen of all the host of Pharaoh, and all have followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O God, you once delivered Israel from the bondage under Pharaoh and led them by a pillar of cloud and fire through the sea to safety. Grant that we may so follow Christ, that through the waters of baptism we may daily die and rise to him, and walk in safety through the wilderness of this life, until we see your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from Isaiah 55. "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money on that which is not bread, and your labor for that that does not satisfy? Listen diligent to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, that he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow came down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose. It shall succeed in the things for which I sent it." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your word you created and sustained all things, and by your Spirit you renew your creation. Grant now the water of life to all who thirst for you, that they might bring forth abundant fruit in your glorious kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from Ezekiel chapter 36. "I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. For all your uncleanness and from all your idols, I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by the death and resurrection of your Son, you cleansed our hearts and put a new spirit within us. Grant that all who are brought to newness of life in the fellowship of the body of Christ may show forth in their lives what they confess with their lips through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from Zephaniah chapter 3. I will leave in your midst a people humbled and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord, those who are left in Israel. They shall do no injustice and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue. For they shall gaze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgment against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On this day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with greatness and gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors. I will save the lame and gather the outcast. I will change their shame into praise and renown in all of the earth. At that time I will bring you in. And at that time I will gather you together, and I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Look in mercy, O Lord, upon your faithful people, and by word and spirit bring to completion and good work which has begun in us. Gather in your people and all the world that they might see and know that which has been cast down is raised up and that which has grown old is made new, until the work that you have begun in us is brought into its joyful fulfillment in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
hear us.
Paschal Lamb, who is offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world,
have mercy on us.
Who was crucified for our transgressions and raised for our justification,
have mercy on us.
Who foretold your passion, saying, the Son of Man must be crucified and on the third day rise again.
Have mercy on us.
Who destroyed death by dying and by rising to life again brought life and immortality to light.
Have mercy on us.
Whose resurrection was first announced by the angel to the women.
Have mercy on us.
Who appeared to Mary Magdalene and was worshipped by her.
Have mercy on us.
Who revealed yourself to the two disciples on the Emmaus Road and made yourself known to them in the Scriptures and in the breaking of the bread.
Have mercy on us.
Who appeared to the disciples, bestowing on them your peace and your spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Who showed your wounded hand and your wounded hand and side to the Apostle Thomas, that he too might believe.
Have mercy on us.
Who appeared to seven disciples on the Sea of Tiberias, bringing a miraculous catch of fish.
Have mercy on us.
who appeared to Peter and to the 12, to over 500 disciples, to James and to all of the apostles, and to Paul on the Damascus Road.
Have mercy on us.
Who commissioned your church to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching them.
Have mercy on us.
By your glorious resurrection from the dead.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By your victory over sin and death. By your majesty of your risen body.
Good Lord, deliver us.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, Lord Jesus.
That we may daily die and rise with you in our baptism and walk in the freedom of your forgiveness.
Grant us, good Lord.
That we might set our minds on things above and not on earthly things, serving as we have been served by you.
Grant us, good Lord.
That we might dwell with you forever in the new creation as citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem, together with all the saints.
Grant us, good Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Lord.
Have mercy.
O Christ.
Have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please be seated. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you made this most holy night to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection. Preserve in us the spirit of adoption which you have given, so that made alive in body and soul, we may serve you purely through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, They saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Back to the first reading we heard tonight in Genesis. This is what, in creation we read this. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the Sabbath. This is the Sabbath. And God said it was good. Christians throughout the world have observed through Holy Week, as we do every year, the suffering and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. We recall through the accounts of the eyewitnesses in Scripture what he did for us. We then make our bold confession because of these. This was the plan of salvation laid out for us since the foundation of the world. You can hear it through all of the Scripture readings tonight. And we continue to rejoice this day, at this point in the history of the world, that Christ has accomplished this for us. He has died for the sins of the world. It is good. Today, we say in the common proper preface of the church, that's the part where you hear when pastor says this at the beginning of communion, it sounds like this. It is good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Almighty God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death in the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. For now, in this time, in this place, he has delivered us and redeemed us by his most precious blood, once for all. It is good. In the reading from Zephaniah tonight, we hear the hope, the promise of the gospel. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. It is good. Dear saints, God has done this for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. The same God who created you, who created me, has saved you now from your enemies. The enemies of the old Adam, our bondage to sin. He has brought you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. He has saved you as he brought Noah and his family through the flood. He has brought you through the waters of the sea and there drowned your enemies in baptism. The Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God promised that he would send the one who would come to save us. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. He has accomplished all of this, and it is good. This week, over 2,000 years ago, Christ fulfilled the scriptures as he gave himself on the cross for our sins. We deserve every punishment, every mock, every sneer, every lash in the flogging, the crown of thorns, the complete and utter humiliation of the cross. And yet he went silently, willingly, to his suffering. For there at the cross, in his suffering and dying, Isaiah says, "The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." God the Father was pleased. It was good. And because of this, you and I now belong to him. Every accusation that the enemy continues to throw at you has no bearing in the light of the victory won for you on the cross of Calvary. You do not stand accused. Rather, you are dressed in the robe of righteousness as God's dear child because Christ did what you could not. It is finished. He has bought you with a price. He has taken away the judgments against you. He has saved you. He has made you clean. You belong to him. It is good. In the name of Jesus, amen.